I've had heaps of ideas over the years, and I reckon I've been averaging maybe one sort of random idea a day. Some of them made it into some sort of artwork or a poem or a cartoon or a painting or something I've made, but a lot of them haven't. But so many of them are random ideas I've had over the years. I'm finding that some of them, or many of them, are starting to resurface. And I'm starting to almost, like, I'll have them 20, 30 years ago, and then I'll go, oh, that's right, that idea that I had, how can I add a new idea on top of that idea and make an even better idea? So I've got all these bottom shelf ideas that have come in handy. And at the time, I didn't know. I thought, what a waste of a thought. That went nowhere. No one's going to see it. But 20 or 30 years later, it's emerged as an idea with a second new idea that I've had on top of it. So I love the idea that old ideas are never a waste. Like, they seem like a waste, but they might resurface 20 or 30 years later as something even better. I love how the brain's secretly working away in its little lab in the back of the head and making them better. Like, the last year or two, I feel like I've made my best stuff, and it's because I've recycled old ideas and made them better. So many ideas I've had in the past, in my 20s and 30s, have sort of semi-resurfaced into my mid to late 40s, and I've just made them even better. So it's almost like I'm two people at work, not just the one person. And that's because I've been practicing making ideas for so long. I feel like that's starting to, hate the term, pay off. 20 years ago, a lot of these ideas only just ever found the audience of one, which was me. And now, like 20 years later, they've emerged, scrubbed up with new life experience brought to these old ideas, and have found like an actual audience. And at the time, I'd never thought they'd see the light of day, or anyone else would see them. They were just really to amuse me. Well, at the time, I would have loved to have found an audience, but I didn't. It took me 20, 30 years to find any sort of audience that I sort of imagined that I would have loved. I almost feel like if I'd had to give advice to my 20-year-old self, I would say, read a book called How to Be Patient that's 2 million pages long. and then that's my only advice to my 20-year-old self. Because I'd see all these artists like Michael Lunig, who was probably in his late 40s at the time when I was 18, and I go, how the fuck did he come up with that? That's unbelievable. And now I understand, like, without meaning to sound arrogant, I can see how you come up with that, because if you're coming up with ideas all your life, they start to inbreed. They start to 1 + 1 = 3. They come larger than the sum of their parts. And the longer you do it, and the more life you live, it weirdly happens. And it's kind of a weird kind of magic. In a way, it's kind of a shame when I see artists who go to art school in their early 20s, and they make it through continue their art practice, and then into their 30s, and then life kicks in, like mortgages and families and all that, and they give it up, and it's gone. And then they try and resurrect it maybe when their kids have left, or they feel like they're a bit more stable into their sort of late 40s, early 50s, and they're kind of 30 years behind. They're starting from scratch. I'm sure some of those artists are actually really good as well, but I feel like you've just got to continue all the way through, and it does weirdly pay off. And it might not show you for years. It might just seem like there's nothing. It really does feel like you're flatlining. Well, it felt like I was flatlining for 20 years. Like, I was coming up with, I didn't feel like a sense of progress or breakthroughs, but all of a sudden it just kind of felt like a dam wall exploded. In the last few years, like, my last biggest breakthrough would have been 12, 13, 14 years ago, when I just swapped from painting to exclusively on writing, and that just freed me up. But just recently, I can feel how everything I made and all the ideas I had between 20 and 40, it's like they were seeds that I'd planted, and they're all starting to only just sprout now. They never showed. Beneath the soil, they were growing, but I couldn't see that, and I didn't know. And you kind of have to stick around and take the chance and see if any of them actually grow into anything. I think I knew that I was going to pursue a life in the arts. Isn't that a cliche statement? When I was zero and I tried to come out of my mum feet first, not head first, there was something wrong with me already. And then I knew it again when I was in a shopping mall and I was walking through the arcade and there was music playing on the speakers and I willfully did not, my whole body insisted that I did not walk to the beat of the music. I couldn't help it. It was so wanky and upstart of me and willfully contrarian. But I knew, this is basically my angle. I can't help it. It's like a tiny rebellion in the face of bullshit. But going back to that idea of things not paying off for years, I remember there was this well-to-do literary magazine in Australia, Melbourne, called Meanjin. And all the well-to-do authors and the people who were getting anywhere with writing got into that thing. And I remember when I was starting to write, I had a stab at it once or twice, maybe in my late 20s. I submitted some stuff to them and they rejected it. Of course they did. And it was 15 years later, I resubmitted some stuff, including that piece, and they took that piece because the editor had changed and they'd seen my other stuff and thought, this guy's all right. It was weird. It was like 15 years ago, they totally rejected it. And 15 years later, because I'd been around a little bit, they took it. So it's so hard. You can't judge art. So the stuff that I made in my 20s was actually solid stuff. Some of it was good stuff, but it just needed a bit more life lived in some of those ideas and to layer them with those new ideas that I'd had. Like one of those ideas I remember writing in my little document of words 10, 12 years ago, ideas are milked from the chin. And today I was thinking about that. It just came up from nowhere. Someone was saying about how advertising creatives think they're creative depending on how long their beard is. And I responded, I've always milked ideas from my chin and sometimes my earlobes and my elbows. But when no one's looking, I find them mostly up my nostril. But yeah, generally I milk them from my chin. But that was an old idea. I milk ideas from my chin and then I just expanded on it. That's probably a shitty example of me building on an old idea. Because a lot of my new stuff that did well as videos and shit, they are old ideas that I milk the shit out of. But nothing's a waste. Like if you're making art in your 20s, I remember when I was 21 and I sat in the front room of my share house in Carlton in Drummond Street, and I decided at that point, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I collected so many ideas and like hundreds, like at least, yeah, like I was saying, at least an idea a day. It wasn't a deliberate thing, but that's probably what I've averaged over 30 years. And they found no audience for a good 25 years. And now I've got all these, this backlog of stuff that was pretty much invisible, but only just to entertain myself for 25 years, 20 years or whatever. Now it's all coming out like I'd broken a damn wall. And yeah, it's so weird. Sometimes I feel like something out there, something magical, didn't want me to find an audience for 30 years. Like it was saying, Darby, you're a student of this and we're going to make you a student for as long as we can. You're not going to get any success or any recognition for as long as we can really bake the shit out of you and make sure that you're putting out the best stuff, or your best stuff finds an audience at some point, but not now. You're not ready. I was so impatient, but I was very patient. I feel like a marathon runner in some ways. It's like sprinting a marathon for 30 years. So if you're in your 20s and you're making stuff and you don't find an audience, it matters and it doesn't matter. I remember someone telling me, I met someone back in the 90s in Carlton. It's just some stranger, and we were talking about how we're trying to make art, and he must have been in his 40s, and he said to me, mate, you're 24 or whatever you are now. If you haven't found any success by 26, it's all over. And that really frightened me. I thought, whoa. And now, yeah, 20 years later, that theory's bullshit. Yeah, if you're in your 20s, stick at it, because you don't know when that damn wall will break. I feel like I'm a gambler. I feel like I'm just at the lottery of myself, constantly pulling that one-armed bandit until a bunch of money came out. I hate bringing it back to money, but yeah, until I was able to pay my bills with the magic money. But it all counts. Everything you make in your 20s, everything you make in your 30s, it all counts to something. And especially witnessing the cycles of life and witnessing the same different people pretty much getting into the same kinds of problems. We can't help it. We're dumb humans going around in circles. And you go around those loops and circles a bunch of times and you start to feel dizzy. But it also gives you some kind of perspective and you can start to bring some sort of conviction, and you can start to predict things in some ways. I mean, it's dangerous to think that you can predict things as well, but historical loops and circles that we endlessly do, you start to feel how things work, and you can feel the bullshit cogs behind society, culture, just people, and what they do and what they don't do. And you can start to fit those magic bits of ideas into those loops and circles and make some music out of it. It's weird now, I feel a bit arrogant for saying it, but I can't read anything by someone who's under the age of 48. I'm 48. I know it's bullshit, but that's generally 98% of the time. It seems to be that way. Like I'd rather hear a story from a plumber who's older than me than a multi-award winning writer who's 28. He's just seen more things. He can reference more things. He's seen those circles. He wasn't even an artist, but you can tell he's seen the circles of life and how they work. And he has more to bring that 20-year-old who's pretty much conquered some sort of art life. Anyway, I'm rambling again. If you'd like to, I'd love if you left a little review thing in Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this. That'd be amazing.